Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says her chamber will move forward today with a coronavirus response package. NPR Susan Davis says it's intended to help Americans who are affected by the public health crisis.
The package would create a new temporary federal sick pay benefit for people who get sick or need to care for those that do. Democrats' proposal would require health insurance companies to provide free testing for the virus and provides additional money for food aid. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans want a bipartisan deal President Trump will sign.
NPR's Susan Davis reporting. Several states are taking fresh steps to prevent spread of the coronavirus. They're closing schools. This began with cities such as Seattle. Now schools are closed in Maryland, Michigan, New Mexico, Ohio, and Oregon. As of this morning, students in Washington, D.C. are being told that starting Monday, they are to stay home for the rest of the month. President Trump has talked with Japan's prime minister about that country's plans to host the Summer Olympic Games in Tokyo. Abigail Leonard reports Japanese Olympic officials are insisting on holding the games, despite global concern about the coronavirus pandemic.
The call came after Trump suggested Tokyo delay the Olympics for a year. During the call, Prime Minister Abe reportedly described the steps Japan's taken to control the virus. That includes shutting schools and introducing a stimulus package with about $15 billion to help affected businesses. Afterward, President Trump tweeted that Abe had done a, quote, incredible job, and that the Olympic Stadium was magnificent. Their discussion happened as Japanese Parliament finalized a bill to allow Abe to declare a state of emergency for coronavirus. And Japan's foreign ministry also issued new travel alerts, including one for the state of Washington, the first such warning about the U.S. For NPR News, I'm Abigail Leonard in Tokyo.
The U.S. military says it has carried out a series of airstrikes in Iraq against a militia backed by Iran. This was seen as a response to a rocket attack Wednesday that killed two U.S. troops and one British service member. NPR's Greg Myrie reports.
The U.S. military says it struck five weapon storage facilities belonging to the militia, known as Kataib Hezbollah. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper indicated earlier that the U.S. would respond to the deadly rocket attacks on American forces. He said, quote, "You don't get to shoot at our bases and kill and wound Americans and get away with it." Repeated rocket attacks by Iranian-backed militiamen late last year led to an escalation in violence and included a U.S. airstrike that killed a top Iranian military official, Qasem Soleimani. The U.S. military still has some 5,000 troops supporting Iraq's security forces. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR. A federal judge has ordered former Army Private Chelsea Manning to be released from custody. As NPR's Ryan Lucas reports, Manning has been held in a jail outside of Washington, D.C. for almost a year.
Last May, a federal judge in Virginia found Manning in civil contempt for refusing to testify before a grand jury investigating WikiLeaks and its founder, Julian Assange. Manning was jailed until she either agreed to testify or the grand jury concluded its work. Now in a new court filing, a federal judge says the grand jury has been dismissed and therefore Manning's appearance is no longer needed. He has ordered her immediate release, but says she still has to pay the $256,000 in fines that have accrued over her refusal to testify. The order comes a day after Manning tried to take her own life at the Virginia jail. Her legal team says she was transported to a hospital and is now recovering. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
Some surveillance powers that are used by the federal government are going to expire this weekend. A bill to renew three domestic surveillance provisions used by the FBI has passed the House, but some senators have objections. The Senate will consider the House's bipartisan bill next week, but that's after the law expires. It's not clear if President Trump will sign the legislation. The National Weather Service warns a powerful winter storm is arriving in the northwestern U.S. This weekend, it will spread blizzard conditions up to Alaska. In the lower 48 states, winter storm warnings have been posted from Washington State to Montana. More winter storm warnings have been posted for the Central Plains. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, from Washington.